Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I pray that you had a joyous Christmas yesterday and you found time to celebrate, and perhaps celebrations with family and friends will continue through the weekend. We've been talking and praying this week about knowing the gift, specifically knowing the gift of Jesus, and looking at different aspects of the gift that we really have when we have Jesus. The gift that He is, the gift that He brings, the gift that we have to share. And so we've used an acrostic this week, actually, throughout the weekday mornings. We've talked about the gift of joy, the gift of energy, the gift of salvation, the gift of uniqueness. And today we're wrapping up the broadcast part of the week with the gift of surrender, all aspects of Jesus. We submit and we surrender to Him out of our love, out of a sense of obedience, out of a respect and fear, and based out of His example of surrender to the will of His Father. Luke 14, verse 33 says, "In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple." Now you hear that verse, and perhaps the first thought that you ought to have is, in the same way as what? Well, you look at the context, and Jesus is telling a story, and he says, suppose a king with an army of 10,000, that you're a king with an army of 10,000, and you're coming up against another king who has an army of 20,000, will you not, while you're still at a great distance, send a delegation ahead to seek terms of peace? Now, it doesn't spell out what those terms of peace sound like, other than the summation that Jesus gives is, in the same way, unless you're willing to give up everything. You see, when you're outnumbered 2-1, you don't have a lot of bargaining power. In fact, you're wise to accept whatever terms of peace that is offered to keep from being destroyed. I think that's the image Jesus wanted those that were listening to actually see in their mind. Because in essence, he's saying, when you come against God, you don't have a chance of winning. And so you ought to be willing to surrender, an unconditional surrender, a surrender that says, whatever terms you offer, I'm willing to accept. Now, the good news is that Jesus offers some pretty favorable terms. Give up everything, and I will give you everything. Lose your life in order to gain it. Die to self so that you can live for eternity. You see, this gift of surrender is set in motion by the love of God, by the actions and obedience of His Son Jesus, who we've talked about throughout the week, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but He emptied Himself and became one of us, becoming obedient even to death, the ultimate act of love. And the Bible says that if we choose to die with Christ, we can be confident at being raised with Christ. Living life with this gift of surrender says, I don't have to be in charge, and I can't be in charge. God is. And when I quit fighting against God, when Saul was confronted by God on the road to Damascus and encounters Jesus, the question is, why are you fighting against me? Why do you kick against the goads? Why are you wearing yourself out in a battle that you can't win? We're going to talk Sunday about the joy that wins. And in the midst of that, we build on today's topic of the gift of surrender. Famous saying, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep in order to gain what he cannot lose. Missionary who gave his life trying to take Jesus, the news of Jesus, the gospel, to an unreached people group. But it's true of all of us, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're called to do by God, when we learn to surrender, we find a gain that's far greater than anything that we've temporarily given up. It's a surrender that puts Jesus in charge of our life. And when he's in charge, he has the power, the ability, the desire to cleanse us and to present us as holy before his Father. And so we live life clinging to the promises of God, surrendering to his lordship, and we know and we experience and we share the gift of surrender. It brings us to a point of humility that allows God to lift us up. And when he lifts us, there isn't anyone who can put us down. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know you, in order to be found righteous, not because we're so good at it, not because we're perfect, not because we've earned it, but because we've chosen to surrender. And God, as we look at the example of Jesus, who throughout his life, even before coming to earth, lived in a surrendered obedience to you. And because of that, was able to make a way, a path, by our surrender, for us to be made right with you. And so God, today, help us to not consider the things of this world, the things that the world values, to be something to be grasped onto as valuable or more important than anything. But help us to empty ourselves, to surrender fully, to unconditionally surrender to you. And as we approach Jesus, to consistently say and act in a way that proclaims you're in charge. How can I serve? How can I love? How can I give? How can I be more like Jesus? So God, today, help us to deal with whatever pride that we have, whatever elements that we've tried to hold on to for ourselves. May we learn to have a greater appreciation for this gift of surrender. And Father, in this life of surrender, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.